This is another original OFM podcast.
I take a shower every Monday, so once a week I shower. That's to save money and so on. And then I think very deeply when I'm standing in the shower, and I share these thoughts with the world. Zelda, is jy opgewonde?
Ja, ek dink ons hoop.
Sam, are you ready?
Yes.
And Duncan, do you want me to do this?
Just go wild, my friend.
All right. It's time for this week's Shower Thoughts.
Welcome to a world of imagination. A world where stupid thoughts are a reality. Welcome to Marty's Mind.
Got one or two deep ones this morning. I think I'm getting older now. Enjoying the deeper side of life. Like this. Every light switch is also a dark switch.
Fair enough. Stupid.
Opening a window because there's a fly in your room is like playing double or nothing. Isn't it? How many times have you opened the window and two more flies fly in? You go, this is worse than it was. Zelda, did you know there's an entire country of people with the same accent as Shrek?
No, I can't say it also upgrade me.
What accent is Shrek?
It's a lot of Scottish accents.
Scottish, Irish, British, somewhere around that. Not sure. But there's an entire country full of them.
Okay, bye, Duncan. I'll buy a slip then.
Yeah. The main reason everybody knows what a xylophone is because it's a very handy word for the letter X in children's alphabet books.
Yep.
That's true.
True.
Only reason. Otherwise, nobody would know a xylophone from their elbow. Maybe the reason the answer to everything is 42 is because life is the product of good, 7, and evil, 6. Huh?
7 times 6 is 42.
Correct. And 42 Whoa. Is the answer to life and everything, according to various theories.
Whoa. That's deep.
That is deep, man. I thought about this, yeah. When you're in control of a noise, it doesn't annoy you. But as soon as someone else starts making the same noise, it gets really annoying really fast.
Can I quickly just comment on this? It's the same as, you know, when you like tap your leg on a chair.
Yeah.
You know, when you swing your foot, if you do it, it feels great. If someone else does it, it's the most irritating thing on earth.
Correct. That's what it's about. It's being in control of the noise. It's not the noise itself that irritates you. It's the fact that you have no control over stopping
Profound.
It. Yeah, I'm telling you. If you think that's deep, listen to this. A sheep spends its entire life being afraid of wolves, only to be eaten by the people watching and caring for them.
Yeah, depressing, Martin.
Circle of life.
Well, my list for a lamb chop.
I'm actually really keen for one.
One of the biggest lies elementary school teachers told us was that we won't always have a calculator in our pocket. But we do. We always have a calculator. They had no vision. One of the biggest lies... Oh, I've done that just now. Yeah. Same line. If it means to say bye for a barbecue, or can you can op yet? Yeah, so oulik.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
If you tell a child you can eat them, people think it's cute. But if you tell the same thing to an adult, suddenly you're a psychopath.
Yeah.
Imagine you go to a girl at a pub and you go, "You are so cute that I could eat you up."
Oh yeah. Wow.
Very Hannibal Lecter-esque.
Double standards, if you ask me. Thousands of years ago, people never saw their own faces, unless they encountered a pool of water or whatever. So you would have no idea what you looked like. Imagine a world like that. Imagine how confident you would have been, Dunks.
Yeah,
because you know what you look like and you're still very confident.
Yeah, I know. I would have been the best.
Have been unstoppable.
So in a way, were you saying I'm ugly?
No, not at all.
Hang on, did you just actually... Did I just mishear that?
Let's do this. This is so true. Nobody speaks more highly of you than when two of your friends who don't know each other meet and happen to find out that they both know you.
Oh, that is true. Don't you? Such a nice guy. Well, hang on.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And then the last thing I thought about this morning, I actually read this yesterday. Don't ask me when. It's more of this week I learned than a shower thought. But all horses used in TV shows are female.
You know,
because of the certain distracting body parts.
Oh, yeah. Now, that would ruin a shot, though.
It would.
That really would.
And on that note...
In a Wild Western, when a guy's going into the sunset, and that's and the horse rears backwards, and you're sitting there going, why?
I think on that note, we'll quit while we're ahead.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.